It's the 25th of March 2012, and I have with me Patricia Hamilton, who is the founder, the director, the owner of Conscious Living. She is the coordinator, the force behind the Conscious Living magazine that is published regularly here in Western Australia. As well as that, she coordinates, organises and carries the Conscious Living Expo that is held every year. And over and above that, she organises to have key events held in this area of the southwest of Australia. And currently, Patricia and I are sitting here at the New Earth Festival, which is a three-day retreat in Denmark, Western Australia. So welcome, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you, Bente.
Patricia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You are a dynamo. You're a life force. You're so vital in what you do. What has motivated you to be the person who coordinates all these events to help guide people into another way of living and being?
Well, I think I've always known that that's been my destiny. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be at the centre of whatever was happening. I wanted to be at the hub. And when I went on my spiritual journey of discovery, I ended up in Asia, and I was opened up to meditation, and then I was guided to go to meditations with Rajneesh, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who was a guru in India. And this was in the late 70s, 1978. So I found myself in Pune, and I lived there for 3 years, and I experienced in that time, we had an ashram, and we had a whole program of workshops and transformation therapies, meditations, and we had a community of people living there, working, and I was working, I had a job working in administration, and I had this idea. I was for a short time working on printing the book covers of, as it's now called, Osho, that I wanted to be a publisher. I just got this idea in my brain, and I also really wanted to be involved with organizing these workshops. And so after my time with this group, which lasted about 7 years, I came back to Australia. I lived in a commune, an Osho commune in Melbourne and Sydney. And so when all of this folded up, which was in 1984, I came back to Perth, and I thought, well, what am I going to do? So I got this idea that I would start promoting seminars. I would bring speakers, and I started off with the therapists who had been associated with Osho. And I found that I really loved it. You know, I loved the organizing, I loved the inviting people to come, and being involved with transformational therapies at that time. It was right at the early days of people opening up to alternative remedies as they were known then. And it was also the time of the harmonic convergence in 1987. And in fact, I came down to Denmark for that event. And that was the first time that I actually came here. And I knew that this would be the place that I would eventually be living. And that gave rise to me starting a directory in 1987, and there was the expo, which started in 1988, and then the magazine in 1989. So in very short succession, I was having a full-blown business, employing 8 people, and running seminars, putting out directories. And so it was a very, very rapid growth. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've organized events for Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and Stuart Wilde and Michael Rowland and many, many, many people in Perth. And this has been my home base in Western Australia. And it's felt like I've been holding the energy, holding the space with the events, and particularly the expo, I think, is a place where it's held once a year. People always come to connect with each other, and we launch new therapies, new speakers, and it's been it's been a whole learning experience for me in all aspects of publishing and promotions and marketing and managing people. And now I've, in the last 2 years, been living in Denmark, which is where I have a property. And it's taken me a while to get down here because I was so involved in the work. And now it feels like my work is shifting into a new phase, which is going to be a lot more traveling, a lot more publishing of seminars, webinars, and magazine digitally, and creating opportunities for people to connect around the world with this, whatever they are being drawn to do now at this time, and whatever their contribution is, so for creating this new earth.
So what you're saying is that you see that there is a shift. Now, yeah. In the time that you've been doing all of this amazing work, and it is amazing because in some ways you are the pillar post that has held up the so-called metaphysical spiritual community. So have you seen significant changes in the way in which people are approaching their awakening and manifesting that awakening? What sort of growth have you seen in the community per se?
Well, I suppose if I start with my experience, when I became a sannyasin, that was a very intense time of catharsis and clearing of emotional patterns through the body, and very active, very dynamic, and then developing those modalities like rebalancing, all kinds of healing modalities. And I've been involved with a lot of those modalities over the years, which have been really helpful for clearing the cellular memory, for accessing the subconscious, for opening people up to their true nature and to their soul, their spirit, to consciousness in general. And so that was a very intense time. And then there was a period in the, probably more in the 90s, where we saw the rise of the speakers being promoted, and the product and the merchandising and the books, and the incredible explosion of personal growth information. And that was very much led, I think, by the male, the masculine. And so we saw the rise of the famous presenters like Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and all of those pioneers who were coming out in a mass way. And people absorbing, you know, just lapping it up, consuming, like they couldn't get enough. And at that time also I saw that it was a monetization that happened of the industry, and people were no longer perhaps doing things because they were guided and it was their heart's calling, but more they saw this was an opportunity now to make a business and to, you know, to then sell the concepts and the ideas. And I saw a return to what I'd experienced in Pune, which is people following teachers and as we follow the guru. And my experience was when Osho passed away, and his message always was, you know, you have to be your own teacher. You can't follow. And that's why the experiment with the commune in Oregon failed, because it wasn't meant to. We were meant to be ourselves living in the world. And so I saw that that was an era in the 90s and in the noughties as well, where people were still following teachers and not really acknowledging their own mastery within themselves. And so I feel like now in this new millennium, particularly in the last few years, there's been this rise of the feminine consciousness, the feminine ways of growing and evolving and sharing, which isn't about being a famous presenter. It's more about nurturing, it's more about sharing the truth of healing and the generosity of spirit. And so I feel there's been a shift now into a much softer, more gentle way of being. And that, I mean, as Jim Vallow said, once the grids have been aligned back in 2003, or, you know, from 1993 till about 2003, mm-hmm. this process went on, that all the work has actually been done. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for us to really be ourselves and to just allow the light and the consciousness to come through in whatever way mm-hmm. that's going to be manifesting.
Do you have any thoughts on how this will manifest? And I'm not asking you to predict, but you have a lot of awareness, you have a lot of experience. So what are your thoughts or your feelings around the evolvement of this manifestation?
Well, I'm actually seeing that there are there's a division happening, that there are two. Dolores Cannon talks about two Earths, mm-hmm. the old Earth and the new Earth, and I'm seeing it in as a vibrational shift that within myself I'm noticing that I'm feeling more and more. Clear about where I'm meant to be, what I'm meant to be doing, who I'm meant to be working with. And it's a subtle but clear vibration. And there's also there's a moving away from the struggle, the effort, and of being with people who are still locked in to the old 3D ways of doing things. And I just feel there's going to be more and more groups of us who are attuned to each other, communicating telepathically, linking up, sharing whatever's coming. It feels like there's a blank slate. It feels like we're on a new page now. And anything is possible. There's a whole lot of awarenesses of connection, communion with nature, with animals, opening up. And it feels like it's getting lighter and more joyous, and particularly being in nature is really important, of being present, just being in the moment and not being caught up with having to achieve results or outcomes. It's more being available, mm-hmm. being available to move and respond to whatever is arising.
And isn't it it's such a powerful thing for us to experience. Now, you've coordinated this retreat. It's a 3-day retreat down here in picturesque, very picturesque Denmark, Western Australia. It's a dynamic area for, some people would call it alternative living. I think I would call it natural living. And this new Earth Festival is probably a shift in your work too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's really quite interesting because it's different to other events that I've organised. Last year we had about 120 people. We had two concerts. Sacred Earth, who are well known around the world, came and played and did singing workshops. And we had a lot of experiential trance drumming and crystal singing bowls, and it was wonderful. It was like that was the theme was birthing the new earth, and it was the first time we'd actually had an event in Denmark. But it was surprising because the idea that I had that it would be relaxed and just nurturing and flowing was the exact opposite for me, because I was so involved with organising everything. I didn't have time to actually connect with people. And so this year I decided that I would not put myself through that again, and that I would just allow it to be unfold by itself. And it's a lot smaller, it's very intimate, and yet it's even more powerful because the energies that are coming through out of people just simply being together and sharing their light, their experiences and their journeys is working. It's sending the ripples out. But it's always it's unexpected as to what's actually going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meshing in with your observation that it's more about being and being in the present and allowing things to unfold.
Mm.
Just one last question. Patricia, you mentioned that you see your work changing. You see a lot of connection globally. You see like-minded souls interacting in new ways.
Mm.
So how do you see your role in this?
Well, I seem to be a connector and a and a gatherer of stories and content for resources for people to tap into. I'm always really attracted to people sharing who they are through seminars or experiential processes or whatever it might be. So I see the magazine evolving as a digital platform that will be multi-dimensional and that we'll be linking up with people around the world to present, to facilitate, to share, and through webinars, through teleconferences. And I could see that we would have small events like the New Earth retreat that other people around the world would also participate in, but they wouldn't have to be here. They could just plug in.
Mm-hmm.
And I see myself traveling and running these events around the world in a more mobile sense. So it feels like we're all connected now in this field of consciousness, and we don't have to be in a particular place to be part of this community, but we are connected, and that I would like to facilitate more of this to come into being as a support, as a resource, as a portal for people to expand their work and their role and their purpose and their mission in being here in co-creating higher consciousness on planet Earth. So that's what I see my next phase is very much on the global scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it's going to happen, but since I've met Benti and we're going to be doing some work together and she's going to connect me up with people that she's working with, I see it happening like that. It's just a networking
network, and it will just continually expand and evolve. Patricia, thank you so much for your time. It's just so exciting to be part of this whole movement. And Patricia, just very quickly, how can people connect with you? What is your website or email?
Okay. Well, the main website is consciousliving.net.au. It's www.consciousliving.net.au. The New Earth Festival is newearthfestival.com.au. So there's a newsletter that goes out fortnightly. People can subscribe to that, which is free. That's really the best thing to keep in touch with what we're doing. And then you're connected with us. We're connected with you, and we welcome stories, contributions, ideas. People who would like to present, people who would like to give seminars, please contact me. The next expo is happening in Perth, October the 18th to the 21st. And if anyone is interested in coming, we'd love to see you.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Patricia, and all the best with it.
Thank you, Benti.